You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, hello everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Daryl and welcome back to another jam-packed, rip-roaring and record-breaking 50th episode of the Breadline Show. Brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 AM on your dial, or in full high-quality monophonic sound, or online at 3cr.org.au. Isn't technology amazing? They can now fit two speakers into the one. So that puts us ahead of the game, people, let me tell you that. All right. Now I'm going to play an interview with the president of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, who works very hard keeping the union together. I've been trying to catch up with her for a long time now. And let's have a listen to what the president of the union has to say. Thanks very much for joining us, Catherine.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on show here. So what kind of a background do you come from, career-wise?
A huge one, a varied one. I spent my 20s as just like a temp in all sorts of places, big government, little government, businesses, big and small, all of those things.
Oh, so a nice wide variety.
Yeah, just I enjoyed the variety. And then I ran my own business for a long time, and then disability happened and my life changed.
Right. Sorry to hear about that. So how did you get involved in the union?
Funny thing, I started after the last election. I had a little bit of capacity and I decided that I want to devote myself to one cause because I had just a little bit of energy and a little bit of support now.
Yeah.
And so I'd finally gotten the DSP not too long before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went, yeah, that was awful. And part of the reason why it was awful was knowing that if I didn't succeed in getting the DSP, I'd be stuck on JobSeeker for probably the rest of my life. And the idea of that at the rate it was filled me with absolute terror.
Yeah.
So I went, I'm going to do a little tiny campaign, just me, to contribute to that conversation and get the rates of income support raised.
Mm.
And so I started by just writing a letter to alternating between my local MP and the appropriate minister and posted them online because why wouldn't I? And that's where it started. People started reaching out and saying, oh, that's really interesting. Do you want to give a speech? Oh, that's really interesting. Do you want to join the union? And I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I want to join the union. And that's really interesting. Would you like to help do some more things? Sure. And it just kept snowballing from there.
Back then, you probably thought that you were the only one that had this problem trying to get onto DSP?
I certainly didn't have any idea how universal an experience that was at the time.
Mm.
I knew that the system sucked, and because I had that experience of like a decade working in bureaucracies and things, I kind of had a decent idea of what processes can be like to interface with and what this one was like to interface with. I knew it sucked.
Mm.
And I knew it sucked for people with the same illness that I had.
Yeah.
Because I was part of a community about that. But I didn't know that it sucked for pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Until later when I'd succeeded and people started asking me like, hey, you're on the DSP, right? Can I ask you some questions about that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then it became clearer and clearer that it is really a hostile system and, ironically, a very inaccessible system.
Yeah, in some respects, it's probably easier to qualify for a trip to the moon than try and get on DSP. Yeah.
It's not, once you know the system, once you understand the levers of it, it's not so bad.
Yeah, well, with your background, it must have made it a lot easier, but, you know, there's a lot of people out
there.
Oh, no,
I flailed through the whole system. One of the reasons I know it is because I did so many things wrong that I ended up having to go through the whole thing up to the tribunal.
Mm.
So I learned by getting it very wrong, very yeah. often.
Yeah. So you learn from your mistake.
Yeah, I found out what not to do.
What plans do you have for the union now and into the future? Anything at all?
Oh, God, yes. Well, I'll start with the one that's sort of related to the topic we were just talking about. I would like to make a resource for people explaining how the DSP application system works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that is, like there are a bunch of really great resources, but they're all written by experts for participants.
By lawyers for lawyers.
By lawyers for people who are not lawyers.
Mm.
And I would like to make one that is a peer resource, like, hi, it is me, a person with a disability, explaining to you, another person with a disability, in informal language, what this thing is and how it works. I think that needs to exist. It doesn't currently exist in that I've found.
Yeah.
That's a thing for me to do because I have all of the knowledge about it. And I don't utterly detest talking to the camera, so I think that one's sort of stuck on me. For the union, since I am president this year, my goal is for us to become as sustainable an organisation as possible, because every volunteer organisation kind of struggles with sustainability and not doing too much, especially if it's in an area that you care about. Mm. And that goes triply when your members and your volunteers are people who are operating under immense strain.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Right, like all of our members are unemployed, underemployed, unwaged workers. All of us are under the hammer.
Hmm.
And so, you know, like the sort of typical response to having these issues that matter so much and having not enough resources is spectacular burnout. And I want us to sort of, as an organization, get better at avoiding doing that, at helping as many people as we can and providing resources and providing a voice for the people who do not get listened to as often while not burning everybody involved out.
Yeah, you can easily get overwhelmed, especially, you know.
It's so easy because it's so hard. There's so much awful stuff going on. Managed to not swear. There's so much awful stuff happening in this system and to people in this system. And, you know, like it's really easy to just commit absolutely everything and then just, you know, like that's how you just have churn. Like that's how you just have people who do an amazing job for 3 months and then they're like, oh my God, I'm so sick and I need to stop now. Yeah, it can be really fast. It can be really fast when we're under this much stress already.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people come and go, a lot of good people.
Yeah, and I mean, it happens in every organisation. Like my sister works in one of the local dog rescues and she talks about it there, but I think it happens at a much more staggering rate when our core constituent is people who are absolutely going through the ringer. I just wanted to say that if you want to be part of the union, if you do want to contribute, because it is a really good way to feel like you've got some power in the system when you feel really powerless.
Mm.
Historically, a lot of the ways we've got to contribute have been pretty big, but we want to have more smaller ones. So, you know, like if you're like, oh man, I've got an hour a week, like that's how I started mine. With my one letter a week was like, this is the energy I have at this moment.
Yeah.
This is how much I have to give. We are going to have more and more ways for people to contribute that are on that sort of like, here is one tiny task you can do each week and know that you are doing something.
Yeah.
And it could be as simple as writing a letter to your MP every week with your nice little subsidised stamps. Does everyone know that you get subsidised stamps if you're on a concession card? They should know that.
The subsidised stamps? Well, I've never heard
of that. Yeah, you get cheap stamps. I'm going to end on this. This is extremely useful information. You get cheap stamps if you've got a concession card. Go to your local post office. Yeah, 50-cent stamps.
Yes, send a letter off to local MP or
yeah,
or
for sure.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
And, I mean, honestly, I think, like, when things are feeling hugely overwhelming, I think it was really valuable for me to have my one letter a week. I knew that it wasn't going to be the one thing that changed everything. But it helped me to know that I was doing something and that I was contributing. And whether or not you do it under the union's aegis or not, just picking a thing you care about and taking one action a week is a really great way to build your own emotional resilience, I think.
Yeah, when you have the whole, all the union members doing one thing, well, that creates one huge thing. And
it sure does, yeah.
Puts the pressure on the government.
And we're going to have to be doing that a lot. So you and I are talking literally the day after the election, and I'm already sort of thinking about, is the government going to think that their election results meant that everybody thinks that they're doing a bang-up job and don't need to change anything? And I'm worried that they might fall back on that kind of, we're doing great. We don't need to improve any of these things. Mm. And we're going to have to make it very clear to them going forward. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
This is that those things are not good enough and they do need to be changed.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so thanks very much for talking to us, Catherine.
Absolutely, my pleasure, and I'm happy to come back.
Okay, that was an interview with Catherine Kane, the president of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, and she is really a delight to talk to. Now, our radiothon is coming up on the 16th of June, so start saving up your pennies, because we at 3CR really need the help, all the help we can get to stay on air. Because if you want to know what's really going on, then you don't want to rely on mainstream media, heavily influenced by Rupert Murdoch, big business, governments, or any other criminal organisations. And if you're a wage earner, any donation, $2 and over, is tax deductible. When all these big organisations, including government, make decisions, we talk to real people that are affected. And presenters, as well as the support staff in the background here at VCR, we're all volunteers. We don't get paid. That is how much the station needs your donations. Because if the money runs out too quick, you don't want to see us trying to transmit outside, out in the street. Anyway, we've come to the end of the show. So thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we'll be back again next week, same time. Stay tuned for the Eritrean Voice Show coming right up. My name is Daryl. You have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.